Dan Crenshaw to begin rolling out whistleblower complaints of wokeness in military. By Christina Wong on June 19, 2021. Navy SEAL veteran Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, posted on his Instagram account earlier this week that he will soon begin rolling out examples of woke ideology spreading in the United States military received via a military whistleblower page he and Army veteran Senator Tom Cotton, RR, set up. He said in a video he posted. A quick update on the military whistleblower project. Next week we're going to start releasing really concerning examples. We've received over 300 credible complaints. We've vetted them. It's things like teaching critical race theory disguised as diversity and inclusion training and promoting blatantly activist books and reading lists. We're going to show you one by one, day by day exactly what we are seeing. Stay tuned. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Dan Crenshaw, at Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw and Cotton began the page for whistleblowers after Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer was fired from his job at Space Force after he appeared on several podcasts warnings about Marxism spreading in the military. Lohmeyer exposed instances where he was told at the Pentagon's top strategy school by a thesis advisor that mentioning psychologist Jordan Peterson's name was like bringing up Hitler. In one interview on the Information Operations podcast he said, "What you see happening in the U.S. military at the moment is that if you're a conservative, then you're lumped into a group of people who are labeled extremists if you voice your views." Cotton has already exposed several examples at a recent Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, including airmen being forced to participate in a privilege walk, where they organize themselves by race and privilege. As previously reported by Breitbart News, another whistleblower said a giant Black Lives Matter flag was flown in U.S. Navy barracks in Africa and service members wore Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Under current Pentagon policy, the Black Lives Matter flag is not allowed to be displayed on bases, including in barracks. The Pentagon under the Biden administration has sought to root out extremists in the military, citing the participation of veterans in the January 6 riot, and has stood up a counter-extremism working group, CEWG, to make it an enduring effort. A number of Republican members of the House and Senate have vowed to look into bias against conservatives in the military, and warned they may take action through the National Defense Authorization Act, the yearly defense bill that authorizes Pentagon activities and spending. Crenshaw said in a recent interview on FNC's Fox & Friends that by the military teaching diversity, equity, and inclusion, they are playing footsie with critical race theory. It's not inclusive to be telling people about their whiteness and to be explaining to white people how they have privilege, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.